Oasis Audio presents Hardy Boys Adventures, Number 1, Secret of the Red Arrow, by Franklin W. Dixon. Read for you by Tim Gregory. Chapter 1. The Holdup. Frank. It's funny to think about having enemies. Not funny, ha-ha, funny strange. I was standing in line at the First Bayport Bank on Water Street. Dad had sent me here on an errand, explaining that the Hardy household believed in banking in person, not online. Mistakes were less common, he said, when the tellers had a face to remember. Even plain old Frank Hardy's face. I knew it was just an excuse to get me out of the house. You're spending too much time cooped up in front of a computer screen. Dad, Mom, Aunt Trudy, and my brother Joe each told me that at least 5 times a day. Well, they weren't the ones who had to give a speech. That's right. In 1 week, yours truly had to get up in front of the entire Bayport High School student body to present my American history paper on civil liberties, which my teacher, Ms. Jones, had called exceptional. I'd been really happy about that until I realized it would lead to mandatory public speaking. Thinking about it gave me turbocharged butterflies. I was embarrassed to admit it, but if there was one thing I truly hated, it was public speaking. D-Day was right around the corner, and I didn't even have a final speech yet. I pretended to be researching, but the reality was that I was turning into Joe, a world-class procrastinator. The line in the bank was long, and the wait was boring. It had rained all morning, which meant drippy umbrellas inside. My sneakers were soaked through from the walk. I took out my cell and texted Joe. We were going to meet up later at the meat locker to study. That's a coffee shop, in case you were wondering. A popular hangout, it's open late, and they serve a mean maximum mocha. No signal. Typical, I thought. Bayport had become notorious for its spotty cell reception. Staring down at my phone, I accidentally bumped into the person in front of me in line. Sorry, I said. The guy glanced back. Then, eyes widening, he turned to face me. It was Seth Diller, Bayport High's very own Quentin Tarantino. Oh, hey, Seth, I said. He studied me with his strange, unblinking, pale blue eyes. He looked very highly charged for some reason, like he'd beaten me to the meat locker and drunk about 12 espressos. A few inches shorter than me, Seth was wearing a black turtleneck so tight it made me wonder if his brain was being deprived of oxygen. Finally, he dipped a nod in my direction. Frank, he said quietly. I didn't know Seth very well, but he always had a camera in his hand. He was president of the Bayport High AV Club. His specialty was monster videos. I'd seen a couple on the club website. Lots of fake tissue damage and gross-out effects. Joe appreciated that Seth took the time to make all his effects in the camera, meaning not digitally. No CGI for Seth. He was a purist. Joe was a fan. Me, not so much. Working on any new monster masterpieces? I asked, just to be friendly. He nodded. Yes, in fact, I'm cooking up something really special. Really? He smiled. That's right. I'm hoping this new movie will break my record of 11,456 views on YouTube. I guess that was impressive. Well, what's it about? I asked. He frowned and gave a shrug. It's hard to describe. I figured he didn't want to talk about it, so I just wished him luck and changed the subject. Hey, how's your brother doing? Tom Diller, Seth's older brother, had been badly wounded while serving with the Marines in Afghanistan. Seth grew quiet, and I was starting to feel sorry I brought up such a personal subject. That's when we heard the screams.
Everybody stay where you are!
A voice yelled. 3 men with guns.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?